time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the radio show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I have plenty of all that stuff. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Welcome back.
Thank you. I just got back last night from New York City, and I had a wonderful time visiting my stepmother. She lives in Greenwich Village, and we got to see the Broadway show Beetlejuice.
Oh, it was
my
good,
God.
Right?
It was a great show.
You're sitting in a hole. I'm like the big girl today.
I'm the big girl today. I'm the little girl. But yeah, it was really great. And just get off the plane and in New York and the trees and the lights and the people and the chestnuts. And I had my bagels and my pizza and all my good stuff. So that was really nice, really nice. But now we're back. First, I wanted to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Doreen in L.A., Kimberly in Largo, and Vicki in Ohio.
Welcome, ladies.
So thanks for tuning in. As I say all the time, there is always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. You can listen to us on AM/FM. You can listen to us on YouTube, on Apple iTunes, on Facebook. So we're out there. Or you can listen to the podcast on lindaburhans.com whenever you get a chance. We're here to help you in any way we can. Even if you only have a few minutes, you can go back and listen at another time. So thanks to our new listeners. I just want to start the conversation a little bit with the holidays right now. It's a very important time. The scammers are out there more than ever. And they're calling up people and they're telling them that they didn't pay the electric bill and they're going to shut off their electric bill and all sorts of stories. I just want to repeat this one more time. They're not going to call you. They're not going to call you. So if anybody calls you and tries to frighten you into giving them your credit card number or getting a gift card, just hang up. And if you're still a little nervous, well, maybe I didn't pay my Duke Energy bill, just call Duke Energy and they'll tell you. Because they're out there every day with the holidays, with taking packages, with all sorts of different things. So just please be aware of that. And many caregivers, just keep an eye out on your mom or dad, because sometimes just somebody is so friendly to them, they just want somebody to talk to. And it could be a scammer that came knocking on their door telling them that the roof needs to be fixed before it gets too cold. So please think of that. Today we have two special guests on the show. We have Joel Gaitan. Say it for me.
Gaitan.
Thank you.
From Arden Courts in Largo. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you're here today. And we have a gentleman by the name of Larry Korth.
Correct.
And Larry, you have a wife that lives in Arden Courts, Largo, right?
I do.
Okay, so we're going to chat in a few minutes about some of the different things that are going on with the holidays.
And
we have Mr. Vaughn on the boards.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. We're
yeah,
good.
You're eating.
You're eating. That's
why we did it.
I want to mention there was something on the news yesterday about a gentleman who was a retired Lakeland police deputy chief.
Oh, yeah, it's sad.
Alzheimer's and dementia, and left his house, and for 3 days they couldn't find him. Well, I heard this morning they did find him.
They found him yesterday.
And he was at a Walmart.
A Wawa in St. Petersburg, but his car was in Dix Hills. It's a way different place.
Yeah. So, I know how it's so difficult to say that you can't drive anymore or to take the keys away. And this is the story I hear all the time. We were just talking about it in the support group this morning at Arden Court Seminole. But they're only going up the block.
But then they go to the next block
all of a sudden. Yeah, and it's very difficult. So think about this during the holidays, if your loved one can still drive or not. Please pay attention. Go out and see if there's nicks on the car, if there's any dents on the car. If you don't live near your parents or with your parents, when you go to visit, talk to the neighbors. The neighbor's going to tell you, I don't know if mom should be driving anymore. I remember my neighbor telling us, she hit the phone pole a couple weeks ago. We didn't know about that. But when it comes time to have that conversation about taking the keys away, just give them an alternative. Because I don't want somebody coming and telling me they're taking my keys away. What's going to happen? I can't go anywhere anymore. okay, Mom, maybe it's, you know, it's not safe to drive anymore, but we now have Uber, we now have Care Ride, we have...
Which they don't like to part with the money, and it's ridiculous. But the best thing is, say, let's ask the doctor.
Yeah.
Because they'll listen to the doctor.
Yeah.
Because they don't listen to their children. Someone
no.
just told me that this week they spoke to the doctor beforehand, and...
It makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, the mother went, oh, okay, no more.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. So just think about that. Okay, so now we're at the holiday season here, and actually today is the 12th anniversary of my mom, my mom going to heaven. So it's a little bit difficult day for me. In fact, that's why I'm in this business now, because of my journey with my mother. So, Mom, I'm thinking about you. I hope I always make you proud of me, but I do miss you immensely. And there are some people that are going through the holiday season right now, and this is their first Christmas without their loved one. Now, it could be like we're going to speak with Larry about without your loved one at home, mm-hmm. or it could be without your loved one on this earth. So I want everybody to be cognizant of your neighbors, of your friends, of your loved one, and some of the emotions they may be going through at this time. And just remember, you still have those wonderful holidays that you had before. You still have them. Your holidays today are going to be different. Many times the year after, people will say, it's the 3 Ds, dark, dull, and depressing. Mm-hmm. But believe me, it does get better. And I'm speaking from experience. Every Christmas it gets a little better. But you're not going to forget about your loved one. And maybe you just want to do a little ritual. Sit down and write them a letter. Tell them how much you love them, whether they're with you physically or not. Even if they're just in another location.
I always go buy myself a present. And sign my husband's name. Oh, it's so good to me.
That's an excellent idea. You know, you could light a candle in their honor, or just, I plan to have a conversation with my sisters this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some of the silly things my mom said, and I'm sure we'll...
Oh, you'll be on the phone forever.
And I'm sure we'll be having some tears and everything, but that's okay. You know, that's part of it. Don't just hold it in. And feel like you need to be sad by yourself. So, Joel, tell our listeners, because most of our regular listeners know all about Arden Courts, but for our newer listeners, what Arden Courts is first and what you do there.
Sure. I'm the executive director at Arden Courts of Largo. What we do is we provide memory care, assisted living memory care with a limited nursing license for folks that are... thank you. That are in need of... bringing their loved ones to a setting where they need supervision, they need to be helped with their activities of daily living.
They need to be engaged.
Be kept safe.
Keep safe. Yes, absolutely. All those things. And what I find the beauty of Arden Courts, and I've only been there since June, is the layout of the facility.
I love Arden Courts.
With the quarter acre walkways that's accessible to all the residents.
Yeah.
And what we find is, you know, everyone's a little different, and there's a pretty significant percentage of the population that their need is to walk.
Yes.
And it's constant.
Yes.
And it could be, it's all day sometimes until, you know, the sun sets.
Mm-hmm.
And they have free range.
Well, you know what kills me? Now and then I hear, oh, such and such community, we have memory care now. It's on the third floor.
Yeah.
And you can't get out.
You can't get out. No one's even been really trained.
Yeah.
We have memory care. No, that's not like Arden Courts is only memory care.
You have a lot of exits that they can go in the property, right?
Yes, we have 12 doors.
That's unreal.
That can go in and out throughout the property. And I've noticed a difference. So I've been in the field for 10 years, and I've been in memory care for the last 3. And I've noticed a huge difference now that I'm at Arden Courts, where you just have less anxiety where you normally would at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. It happens, actually, we felt the rain yesterday, to give you an example. We had someone that was like, I need to go. And, I'm like, okay, well, someone's got to come pick you up. Well, they're outside in the car. Okay, what's their name? Don't know. So, you know, it was due all to the fact that they weren't able to get outside as often.
Exactly. I get a little depressed when it rains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not good to be cooped up.
No.
It's not good for anybody. And especially for somebody that has dementia, that is their freedom. They're so much has been taken away from them cognitively.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they have left is their mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can move, and if they can be engaged, and they can do something. And another thing I love about Art and Courts is, you go to Art and Courts, you're the new kid on the block, but most of the people are there 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That makes a big difference.
Huge.
That makes a really big difference in the communities that I know that I can trust. My caregivers are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be babysitting a community. Say I decide, you know, I want to align myself with this community, and I don't go there for, let's say, I can't go there for a year. Somebody else took over, and now I don't want my dog going there.
Right. And that's one of the things that makes our industry difficult, is that there is a lot of change, unfortunately, sometimes. And I think it has to do with... I think a lot of has to do with a lot of different factors in our society, economical, lower unemployment, the newer generations coming on board, trying to figure out what they want to do. They hear, folks that maybe don't have an option to go to college. They hear that healthcare is a way to go to get more money than minimum wage, and it is, but it takes them a while sometimes to figure out how they fit. Do I have the heart for it? They
right.
may
you
have the
have
wallet
the
for
heart.
It. Right.
And are they going to get the training?
Correct. That as well.
Because you can go take a course to be a CNA or whatever, and which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But until you're in the throes, you don't know if you really like it.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, but you do find some of the better caregivers are people that have already cared for a loved one.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes them go into that.
It does. I hear that quite a bit as a catalyst for folks to come. Sometimes, though, there's a difference of, for instance, it's different to take care of your three-year-old versus someone else's three-year-old. So sometimes there's that dynamic that you don't know until you see them on the floor. So it's
and that could be vice versa either way.
Absolutely. So there's so many different factors that come into making a facility run well and the residents and the family members to experience a good experience.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. You know, every day is challenging. Every day is fun because every day is different as well.
Yes.
So that's the beauty of healthcare as well. That as if you once you found this is where you want to be, it's wonderful. You're making a difference in someone's life. You're making bonds that, you know, you would not make otherwise at any job.
Fabulous people.
You mean fabulous people.
Fabulous stories.
Absolutely. And just to kind of segue to Larry here, you know, he's one of the stories of where I can say it's, you know, I never would have met Larry otherwise, which,
right.
you know, from his perspective is completely different. He probably would prefer we never would have met.
Or under different circumstances.
Absolutely, different circumstances. So, you know, I can say thanks to Larry because we're able to communicate so well that I'm able to see a lot better his perspective.
Well, I think it's nice man to man too. There's a difference.
Yeah,
you know, at one time this was years ago. I was running probably like 12 support groups a month, and there was only be like one man in this group. One man. It was always a lot of women. And one guy said to me at one time, "Linda, do you think we could have a group just for men? Because we have some different issues." I was like, "Yeah, we could do that." He's like, "Do you think you can handle us?" I said, "I'll do my best." And we called it Caregiver Clubhouse after Spanky and our gang. And there was five gentlemen that came religiously every month. And a few would float in and out or stay for, you know, a couple of months, but five religiously. And one week I'm getting ready for the support group, and none of my five guys showed up. It had never happened before. One new man did. And I started getting this little panicky kind of feeling, but I had to spend time with the new gentleman. I spent time with him, and as soon as the meeting was over, I called him up, and I'm like, "What? Well, Linda, three of us went golfing together, and two of us went fishing together, because that's what you told us to do." I go, "Not on the day in my group. Never again."
Right.
Well, that was many years ago, and now all five of the wives have passed away, and two of the men, but three still go fishing together.
Well, that's awesome.
So, you know, you need somebody that you can relate to.
Absolutely.
So, Larry, tell us a little bit about yourself and your wife and why you picked Art and Courts, and let's just chat.
Well, both my wife and I are 76 years old. We've been married 54 years.
God bless.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting story. We met on our first day of college.
Really?
We met walking from speech class to English class.
Wow.
And then...
what school?
Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. And we were married 4 years later, the week after we graduated.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we have been on a bit of an odyssey ever since. We've had a very good relationship and a good life together. We've lived in several locations, great cities, done some really interesting things. And, you know, interestingly enough, a friend of mine said to me, you know, Larry, you surely didn't want to, you weren't betting on this or counting on this when you got married. And I said, of course not, but our life has been so good that if it had to happen, it's a good time.
Yeah.
So we just now have I have a different commute. I commute to Arden Courts, and I see my wife almost every day, and she can be my wife again there.
I remember one of the gentlemen that I was just talking about from that group. He said his wife, they had retired and moved down to Florida 10 years before she became ill. And he said, we played X amount of golf courses. That's all we wanted to do. And we played the Disney golf course. And he said, we've been so blessed to have such a wonderful life that it's different now. And I remember in the beginning, he used to bring her to the support group. And he used to say to me, do her clothes match? Does her hair look okay? Because he dressed her. And he was one, Dick and Mary Jones, remember them? He was just wonderful. But it's a different relationship. It's a new dance. Yeah. So why did you pick Arden Courts?
Well, we have an elder attorney, and he gave me some hints. And then we started looking, and I say we, talking about my daughter, and she lives here in town. And we looked at maybe 10 or 12 places, and the one that just seemed to fit or feel the most comfortable was Arden Courts, and it did have the outside walkways. It did have 100% full-time nurse on duty, which I think was important, mm-hmm. which was important to us. It was on one floor, and all of those pieces, and we did feel that there was a continuity in the management of the facility. And there's a number of different things that I'm not thinking of right now.
And it is like home. You know, when I walk in Arden Courts, I feel like I'm at home. You don't feel like you're in a institution.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, certainly now it does to me. And we've brought a couple of visitors in. Some of our best friends from South Carolina came in. And the first thing that she said was, boy, I like the layout. Boy, this is a nice facility. Mm-hmm. Unsolicited by me. And then Joan's brother came down for Thanksgiving, and they said, wow, this is really a nice place. So that makes you feel like maybe you made a good choice and that Joel's doing a great job for us there.
You know what I like the best is that if you're in the one in Largo or Seminole or Ohio, they're all laid out the same. You can move your loved one to Ohio, and they still think they're at home because they're identical. That is so smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
So smart.
And it's so important. We know how important it is for people with dementia. And I'm going to mention this. Some people are like, yeah, Linda, I know it. But there are people that are new to this journey right now, and this may be the first day they're listening. Consistency, familiarity, routine is so, so important. Yes?
Yes.
It makes a difference in the world. I tell, you know, if you're a caregiver and you feed Dad his Cheerios every morning for breakfast in that Red Bull, and now you got to go away for a couple of days. You need to tell that caregiver that Dad eats his Cheerios out of that Red Bull.
Right.
Because if you give him a blue bowl that morning for breakfast, the day can be not a good day.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of things, those little tiny things that really make a big difference. So,
actually, as a note on that, routine's good for the caregiver, too.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because you're in a whirlwind.
Yeah.
In a whirlwind. I think caregivers always like in this tornado. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And they just patch into the next thing, to the next thing. So, since she's in Arden Courts now, do you feel like you can handle the caregiving situation better?
Well, without question. And that was a main, and I've talked to Joelle about this in the past. One of the things before we had Joan move in was I was getting so frustrated with it that I wasn't a husband anymore, I was a caregiver.
Right.
And I wasn't sure I was a very good caregiver. So when we did Arden Courts, I could be a husband again. She
right.
could be my wife again.
Yes.
And I think that is so very important. So very important, especially as your loved one is aging. You want to have your relationship. You don't want to be the one that's bossing them around or telling them what to do all the time kind of thing. And you want to just be who you are. And you know, when someone walks into the support group for the first time and I say, how come you're here today? And they go, I yelled at my mother. Go, well, it's good you're here. Or when somebody comes and says, oh, when do I make the decision? That's the hardest decision. that it's time for my loved one to go into a community, I say, first of all, are they safe? Number one, are they safe? Mm-hmm. And number two, how are you doing? Because if you tell me, you know, you're having a really hard time, well, that's something we need to talk about. Because there was a study by the University of Pittsburgh a few years ago, and I know the statistics are even higher now. Something like 68% of the caregivers over the age of 65 were dying before the person they were taking care of. Because you don't sleep, you're making sure that they sleep. You don't eat. Lynn, when Lynn took care of her husband, she lost 70 pounds.
Wow.
You know, she had,
I was a porker.
We don't recommend that kind of weight,
yeah,
right?
She had, you know, she had sleepless. I really feel that if her husband hadn't passed first, she would have ended up in the hospital or something at that point.
It took me years to even come back.
Yeah. You know? And that's a whole nother thing, too.
And I find personalities. My husband was always
a little demanding.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, the worse he got, the more demanding he got. I mean.
Yeah, that's funny. Some people will say to me, do you think my dad's been a grouch his whole life? Do you think he'll get nicer? Probably not.
No, going the other way.
But probably not. Okay, we need to hear from our wonderful partners right now. So, because you know the deal, if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, What a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
That's right, caregivers, especially during the holidays when somebody asks if they can help you, this is what you say. Thank you very much. Too many times I hear caregivers say, no, I'm okay, or I don't need any help. And I think half the time is because caregivers are running around that little tornado going, I can do it, I can do it. And when you ask if there's something they can do, they can't even think straight. You're just giving them one more thing on their plate. Now they got to think about it. So just do something for them. Just bring a dinner over to the house. The best thing is to give them a gift of time, just to have a little respite here. One woman came to one of my support groups, one of my speaking engagements one time, and she said, because I always say make a list of some things you can accept help with, so then when someone asks you, you can look at the list. And she said, I only put one thing on my list, and if anyone asks if they can help me, I say, if you can come over any afternoon between 2 and 4 and let me take a nap, that would be wonderful. And her next line was, and I'm pleased as punch to let you know that I'm now napping 7 days a week, and my husband is getting 7 different visitors that had stopped coming. Win-win. So caregivers, as much as you know how much I love you, but as much as you think that you're the bomb caregiver and you're the only one that can do it, sometimes your loved one is sitting there thinking, could you give me a break, please? Because when you go away for a couple hours, you come back a better caregiver.
You do.
Yeah.
I went away with my husband when he was at a wedding and I had his kids come. When I came back, he said to me, oh, you're so much nicer. And I thought I was really nice, I guess I was frustrated and not so nice.
Right, Larry? You know that feeling. You think you're doing such a great job, but you're like...
Yes. Well, I wasn't sure I ever did a great job. People tell you you're doing a great job, but you don't know if you are.
I thought I was.
So I thought I was doing as good a job as I could do.
Right.
But I have, a case of man's disease now and then. I get angry. and when she didn't want to take a shower and she didn't want to put her pajamas on, she didn't want... So those are tougher times.
It is tough.
So you just have to... Those are the times I don't know if I did a good job.
Well, Lynn's husband never wanted to take a shower either until she got a nice young aide that came in. And he's like, okay, time to shower. So, sometimes...
I had a good time. And I was like, excuse me? Because he used to say, I had one yesterday. I went, honey, you didn't. Was it the day before? It was 10 days ago. Oh, I don't think so. And he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And what can you do with an adult?
Yep.
You can't, and he was a lot bigger than me.
But one of the wisest things you did, too, in the end, is she finally got somebody to come in at night.
Yeah.
So at least you could sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you got that full-time job all day long, and if you're the only one there.
Yeah, because he slept most of the day, fall asleep, but at night he just wanted to chat. And I was so exhausted, overly
and,
tired.
And even during the day, if he's sleeping, you're still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still on.
But having
because
someone
he can just
in
get
the
up
house
and walk out of the
good.
Place.
But then I finally put him, he went to a place.
So how is it, tell us a little bit how it's different this year now that you're not in the same, under the same roof.
Well, I think one of the things we've talked about and we're going to talk about today was the holidays and how different they're going to be or are different just because, for the first time ever, even in the 3 or 4 years before she went to assisted living, it was slightly different just because she wasn't cooking the meals right. and the things like that. So there was a change already. But the not having the physical presence is certainly a major change. And so for Thanksgiving was our first major holiday where we were not going to be in the same place. And Arden Courts did a great job and gave a Thanksgiving party before Thanksgiving. So we all did that, and we had a Thanksgiving dinner together. My daughter came, and we all had, you know, the family right. was there. And then for Thanksgiving, Joan's brother and his wife were going to come down, as they've done for the past several years. So the plan was to, they were coming in on Wednesday evening. Thursday morning, we'd go to Arden Courts and spend some time with Joan, and then go to my daughter's house for a big Thanksgiving dinner. And the closer it got, the less comfortable I got. Gonna take a minute.
Okay.
So we said, we gotta have dinner with Mom.
Yes.
So we called and made reservations for three more at Arden Courts. We all had turkey dinner on Thanksgiving at Arden Courts. And they went to my daughter's house and had Thanksgiving dinner.
That's okay.
Yeah. So that was a good solution.
It is a good solution.
So Christmas is coming. The plan now, because of that, we tried to think about some other things. For the last several weeks, when I go to see Joan, I take her for a ride in the car.
And oh, good.
She really likes that, and she's very good about going back in.
That's very
good.
That's a lucky thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what we're ultimately trying to do is see if we can get Joan to come to Christmas. So tomorrow my daughter's going to pick her up, bring her to her house, and see how it goes.
Yeah,
how that'd be the test.
She may only stay 10 minutes, but if that works, then we'll plan on bringing her home for Christmas.
Yeah, it's day by day.
Yeah.
It's day by day what's going to work mm-hmm. for today. But the thing is, it's hardest on you, not on
Well,
Dolly.
And I've said for a long time, I think a lot of the things that I do end up being for my benefit as much as anything. So, unfortunately, Joan doesn't know the difference now in big holidays. She doesn't know, you know, she knows the word Thanksgiving and, you know, going to have a meal, but doesn't have the same kind of meanings that it used to. So, not wanting her to be alone was as much for me
right.
as it was for anybody else.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's just fine. Totally fine.
Yep.
So, what were Christmases like before?
Well, they were pretty gala.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of 53 real Christmas trees.
Real Christmas trees. I love the smell of a real Christmas tree.
Was she a cook?
She was a cook. She was a good cook. So, yes, she would cook a lot of the holiday meals. And for the first few years, we lived where both of our families were, so we were able to get together on those holidays. Then we began our odyssey, and it was mostly just us on the holidays, but it was okay, and we did well with that. So, and the last couple, 3 years, we've, you know, tamped down on the presents and things like that, and we've managed to be here in town for the last probably 10 or more Christmases. We bought a house here in 2006, and even before that, we had spent some Christmases down here. So, Christmas.
It seems the older you get, the less important the presents become, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, and just downscaling thing. Nothing goes on. I don't know.
I don't like that.
She doesn't downscale, that's for sure. But,
so we're used to Christmas in St. Pete, and have spent it with Joanne, her wife, and her wife's family for several years now.
Oh, nice. And sometimes, you know, my husband, Tom, I love you, has cancer, and our Christmas is going to be different this year. We haven't lived together for 10 years, but we're still best friends. That's why I call him my husband, because he was my husband.
Okay,
I know he's listening, because he listens to every show, and after the show, he texts me, good show. Yeah. We're renting the clubhouse where I live, and the young ones will have their Christmas morning or their Christmas Eve, do whatever they need to do with their kids and everything, because we have nieces and nephews down here, and his sister's coming in. And then in the afternoon, we'll be at the clubhouse. It'll be different. It's not going to be as homey as it was having it in the house, and everything won't be exactly the same, but we'll be together. Yeah. We'll be together, and we'll be spending time, and that's really what is the most important thing, because you don't remember once in a while, I remember this certain present you got for Christmas, but it's always an experience from Christmas you remember. You know, the wonderful time of this happening, or just having family together, or not having family together sometimes. That's what you remember, too.
Yeah.
But make your choices. And for people that are with people that have been recently diagnosed, you may not understand a lot of the things that happen to a person with Alzheimer's and dementia, but if you're going to start putting lights all over the entire house, it can be very difficult for them. It can be very distracting.
No blinkers.
It can be very agitating. So think about just downsizing it. And as I've been saying the past couple of weeks on the show too, is think about if you're having it your holiday at the house, is having a quiet room or a quiet space where if it's too much for your loved one, they can just go in there and be okay. And maybe you just go and take one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And that could be much more enjoyable because I know many times with my family, I don't even get to see people I want to see because there's so many people in the room, everybody's talking and the day's over. So think about those kind of things. They have a quiet space where they can just go. And maybe in that quiet space, you have some pictures from Christmas past that can bring up a conversation, or you know, their favorite little Christmas tree from whatever. You know, keep that in that one room. I think it can make everybody feel a whole lot more comfortable.
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you want to say, Joel, about the holidays and this that you think our caregivers need to hear?
Just listening to Larry here, you know, I'm getting to see more in depth, you know, what different families feel throughout the holidays, which is very enlightening. And all I think of in my position is, you know, the staff and what they feel during the holiday season as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the dynamics of both, right? Larry struggling with the fact that, you know, the change, no longer the 53 years and how things are different. And sometimes, more often than, not more often, but there are times or moments where, you know, that can clash with the facility aspect, with the, if there's not that communication, a big reason why Larry's here is the wonderful relationship we're able to have. He's very open and honest.
Yes.
And from the very beginning, you know, he brought concerns and, you know, my approach is, I wanna know as soon as they happen. And everyone at the facility wants to do their best, right?
Right.
If there's someone that doesn't, then you know, we move on from
it. Right.
But it's that juggling, you know, the caregivers, they have family, you know, they also have people that get sick at home. When I say caregivers, I mean our staff.
Your employees,
you know, our staff. You know, they, one of the things
that... Some of them are caregiving for people by you all day long and then going home and taking care of their own parents.
Absolutely.
And children.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that makes healthcare so unique is, you know, it's... They know the importance of what they bring to the table, especially the folks that have been at Arden Courts 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
You know, they're invaluable. And I want to do the best that I can to recognize how valuable they are. So, you know, just hearing Larry and his perspective is reinvigorating my view of making sure that the staff is aware of the importance of what we do.
And you know, and there are many people out there right now that have loved ones that are living in communities. Please be nice to the people that take care of them. Lots of times they do not appreciate the people that take care of their loved ones.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some families just leave their loved ones somewhere and don't even come back to them.
Yeah.
So those caregivers, those employees may be the only people that they're in contact with that are really caring about them. So appreciate, when you're making out your list for the postman and the UPS guy and whatever, do something for the caregivers. They definitely appreciate, you know, would appreciate it because they're struggling too.
Yeah.
And they fall in love with the people they take care of. It's like I fall in love with the people in my support groups. You build a relationship.
Absolutely.
You know, I think there's a physical part of all these diseases that's horrible. It's the emotional part that is the tough part.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell Joel a story. When my neighbor was in Largo, and her husband passed, and I went with her to help pack up his things. And there was one young girl, she was making snacks or something, and then she's looking and looking, and she came to my friend Lois, and she said, "I'm really not good at this, but I'm really good at hugs. And, I mean, we were just bawling. I mean, so sweet. She says, I don't know what to say, but I can give you a nice hug. And I thought, that's the sweetest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, that's the kind of person you want caring for you. That's really nice. So important. And sometimes we forget that. We're so busy worrying about, even when we're home with our loved one, we're so worried, busy about, are we taking pills? Are we eating? No, sit down with your loved one. Just sit down with your loved one and spend some time. And when you spend some time with them, hold their hand, touch their arm. Sometimes they don't get touched all week long.
Absolutely.
Even living in your own house. I'm not even, you know, in a community, because we're so busy figuring out this and doing this, we forget what is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
And that most important thing is just spending some time together.
Absolutely.
And the next important thing is hearing from our wonderful sponsors. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
And you know what it is when you hear those horns? It means it's time to get your pen and paper because Lynn has good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do, Lynn.
Yes, you do.
On January 15th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., with registration at 9:30 at Arden Courts of Largo, is a free dementia education seminar, the Dementia Dance. When to lead and when to follow, with guest speaker, our Linda Burhans.
That's me. I'll be there.
Please RSVP to 727-559-8411.
And I'm telling you guys, when I do these seminars, I'm not just up there speaking to you. We're going to be sharing ideas, and we always, good things always happen from them. So please come, and free respite care is available if you need.
See, Larry, there's a good one for you.
Yeah.
On January 22nd at 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Beverly Hills is the 6th annual Coping with Dementia Family Caregiving Conference. Expert speakers, including our Linda Burhans, will address your caregiver needs. There will be information tables and a light lunches included. RSVP to 352-422-3663.
That's going to be great, so come.
Yeah.
Yeah, great speakers. not me. Oh. A lot of great speakers will be.
On January 22nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Oakhurst United Methodist on Park Boulevard in Seminole is a seminar on practicing grace while living with dementia. Please join Dr. Kate in her mission to create a world where all those living with dementia thrive. RSVP to Vanessa at 727-492-3050.
Good stuff. And Dr. Kate has a lot of good things to teach. And Dr. Kate has the memory cafes. You can find all the information on my website at lindaburhans.com and the support groups that I do. Please, caregivers, take care of yourself. Get an education. And be with other caregivers. A woman came into the group this morning. It was her first time, and when it was over, she said, "I'm so glad I came. You know, and I'm so glad I met you guys, and I'll see you next month." So that's what we're here to do. I got some great stuff coming up at the beginning of the year, a few different speaking engagements, a caregiver spa day, and a bunch of other stuff I'll let you guys know all about. So, Joelle, what's the last thing you think our caregivers need to hear today?
Well, just to know that we're there for them if they need us. They can go to our website, www.arden-courts.com/largo. Just a small FYI, we are presently have a wait list for coming into our facility. The other thing I can recommend highly for those that are debating whether to make the move is we have day stay available for folks. So if you just want to test the waters,
that's a great way to test the waters.
Dip the toe in the water. Just come talk to us about day stays and
Stay means that it's a little respite care for you. So just explain to our listeners that don't understand what that would be.
Absolutely, we have guests or residents or guests that come in at 9 in the morning and they stay till 4 p.m. So they partake of all of our activities. They're there for lunch, and their loved ones come, their caregivers come and picks them up. They sometimes come 3 times a week, once a week. There's someone that's coming right now once a week, and it's just a breather. And it's, again, it's maybe it's that level where maybe it's not quite facility time,
right.
It's a slow process, and you're able to get exposed already to see the benefits.
I think it makes a much easier transition when the time comes. If you've already had respite care, or if your loved one has already been to adult daycare or something like that, I think it's very important. So, and try that during the holidays. You know, maybe there's a lot going on at the house. Mom might be much more comfortable being at Arden Courts for the day and enjoying some activities with people that are on the same level as her than having all the hectic stuff that's going on. Or maybe you just need to go home and sleep for the day. Think about that. Larry, what do you think our caregivers need to hear?
Well, and I understand that not everybody thinks assisted living is the best answer for their loved ones. But what I can say is that for me, and I believe for my family, this has been a very good solution for us and has given us more opportunity to be with Joan and more opportunity to do and be with our family.
And to keep yourself healthier.
Hopefully so.
Keep yourself healthier.
We're working on that.
Yeah. You know, caregivers going through a lot of stress and don't even realize it. So, you know, next Saturday we will have the winner of the caregiver contest, the big winner for this year. Lynn and I will be picking the winner this afternoon, and hopefully that winner will be on the show next Saturday. And there will be more winners starting in the new year. What you do is you go to lindaburhans.com and you nominate a caregiver. It's a very short form to fill out. Every single person that gets nominated wins something. Now, the grand prize winner for this year is going to get 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care. They're going to get a massage, a haircut, some gift cards from Palm Garden, a whole bunch of really good swag, radio, a whole bunch of really good stuff. So just nominate a caregiver.
Takes you 2 minutes.
And when I contact that caregiver and tell them that they were nominated, it makes their day. They're like, somebody thought about me, you know, like,
I nominate Larry.
There you go.
LindaBurhans.com. Okay. Caregiver contest. But it's true. When a caregiver gets nominated, they're like, oh my goodness, somebody thought about that, or somebody nominated me. It really makes them feel good. And they get an opportunity to have a little break and to do some kind of things.
And do some fun stuff and get a haircut. My goodness.
I remember when the first person came on, one, she said, do I have to do it all in one day? I said, no.
Yes, and it's taken away from you.
This is what we're trying to do to help you. So please think about that. During the holidays, take time for yourself. Take time for your loved one. Don't be always worried about what the outcome is going to be. Because if we get those preconceived ideas in our head about a day should be this way or it should be that way, you're just setting yourself up for failure. I think you just want to be open to the possibilities. You want to be very flexible. And you want to grab every nugget of love and contact you can have with your loved one. We don't have to have a holiday that lasts 8 hours. We could enjoy our holiday in an hour and a half, if that's what is suitable. We can do it at smaller increments. You can have, instead of having everybody to the house at one time, maybe some people just come over to go to church. Maybe some people just come over to go to dinner. Maybe some people just come over to go to dessert. Many times that's helpful for everyone in the family. Because you expect your kids to come over with their kids and with everything else, and it just gets crazy, and it's done in a day. So think about that. Any of you people that have a neighbor that's a caregiver, go do something nice for them. Go to the dollar store, pick up some wrapping paper and some stuff, and go over there and tell them you're there to wrap their presents, something like that. Go over there and mow their lawn. Don't even ask them. Just go mow the lawn. One of my caregivers in a support group a few weeks ago, she said, my neighbor came and he offered to mow my lawn. And we all looked at her. And after a few seconds, she said, I said yes. And we all clapped. And she says, I told him I would clean up the edging. He said, no. He said, he'll do the edging. But it was like, oh, it was the first time she said yes. We were so happy.
It's hard the first time.
Well, and you know the story. After my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day. I met a friend of mine. She said, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm doing okay. And she said, you know what? I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, I have to tell you, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. I said, I did what? And she said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, Linda. And every time I asked to help you, you said you were okay. So you stole my joy. So don't steal somebody's joy. If that's the only way you can get help, just think about it that way. Don't steal somebody's joy because people are asking because they want to help you. And because they care. And they love your loved one too, so don't jip them out of having some time with them. So I'm so glad you tuned in today. I know how important your time is. Please think of some of the things we said today. Tune in next week. We'll be back. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Christmas tree.